Team Plastics, how may I help you?
Yes, Philip in by chance?
He is retired.
He's retired? I must be working on some old information here then. Maybe you can help me out. Is there anyone around the office that handles the financials, like a office manager, controller?
Can I get your name and company?
Yeah, my name is Tyler. I'm calling from Bank of Cardiff.
Can you repeat the last part?
Cardiff, it's spelled C-A-R-D-I-F-F, as in Frank Frank.
Okay, please hold.
Thank you.
Thank you for waiting. Please continue to hold for the next available representative.
Hello, this is Larry.
Hey, Larry, this is Tyler from Bank of Cardiff. How are you doing?
Good, how are you?
I'm doing fantastic. I'm actually just calling to follow up on a pre-approval. It looks like we sent you guys about two and a half weeks ago now. It was based off some prior financing you'd done with Simons Financials. Any of that ringing a bell?
Well, no. I mean, I may have gotten something from you, but Carter, the deal with Siemens, that was kind of negotiated, took a little while. Now, you're sending us a pre-approval, and I don't know what fashion. Like, what do you
It was in reference for some equipment financing of working capital. You guys got approved for right around $250K. I just wanted to touch base with you and see if you maybe had anything coming up this quarter, maybe bringing on some new equipment, or if you maybe needed some capital for some new projects you were looking into doing.
We are, but I'm a little nervous to start a new relationship. But I mean, let me say it like this. I'm a salesman. I love reaching out and trying to get a few minutes. When I start working with anybody on the financial end, it seems like I have to give an awful lot of information before I can get so much as, say, the term and rate.
Okay. I'll definitely agree. That's definitely usually the case.
And again, now don't think that I don't understand that the rate and term is going to be based on how good our credit looks, but, you know, I mean, my gosh, I can go and find out what a home loan is going to be. It doesn't mean I'm going to qualify for it, but I can say, oh, my God, Bank of the West has a 30-year fixed rate for, 3.5%, 4%. Now, of course, I don't have good credit. They say, Larry, you don't qualify for that one. I go, oh, okay. But I'm just not... I don't know how long and what you're going to ask of me, and I don't mind giving it, but I'm not going to give a lot of information because I kind of fell in that trap. I was talking to different people who would call. I'm not reaching out. The only person I reached out to was when we bought a machine a couple years ago. We knew we were going to buy a second one, and I reached out to a gentleman by the name of Matt Borman with Tech Financials, and he's the one who helped get the Siemens deal done.
Gotcha. Okay. Well,
other than that, all the phone calls are coming in, but again, I'm so turned off by I can't get hardly anything until – we basically provide our financials, personal guarantees, and I say, I just want a rate. I can't do that until you give me, and I'm tired of it.
Okay, well, I definitely get where you're coming from. I mean, one of the kind of benefits with the bank here is the credit isn't going to be so heavily weighted. Was it you were looking for equipment, or was it capital you were looking to take on there when you were shopping around previously?
Equipment. What we're doing right now, we're about a 53-year-old company. For almost all of those years, we had little, if not zero, debt.
Okay.
My father, who'd run the company for the better part of, let's just say, 30-plus years, he had a different philosophy than I do. He would wait until he had the cash to pay for the $550,000 or $650,000 piece of equipment.
Yeah.
Now, of course, we hit a downturn in 13. We had a bad 13. I came in 14, and we paid cash for a $440,000 piece of equipment.
Wow.
It really helped us, so I wanted another one, and I didn't have another $440,000 sitting in the bank.
Yeah.
That's when Matt Borman with Tech Financial helped. Now, I've bought in two of those. I'm going to Dusseldorf, Germany in October, hoping to buy a third one. It's already negotiated with Tech Financials, so at least I've got a done deal, you know, provided my financials don't fall apart, of course.
Yeah.
I'm bringing in a $220,000 robot that Tech Financials helped finance for us. What we do, because all of this is basically coming from Switzerland, the deal is we pay for it all up front. When it's installed and when we accept the equipment, which means we sign off saying we accept it, then we get our money back from Tech Financials, and the first machine, or the second machine, which was the first loan, was done by Siemens. Then they just give us our money back.
So Tech is actually making you guys pay out of pocket up front first.
And again, everybody that's talked to me says they're little, because this company from Switzerland, they're huge in Switzerland and Europe, but they're not huge in the United States, which means they don't even have a distribution center here. So some people maybe are like, well, you know, how do we go after them if they don't have a company here?
Yeah.
And I kind of get that. I mean, like I said, to each their own, you might be even easier to work with. But it's worked well. So again, I'm already pre-approved. Supposedly it's a done deal, provided my financials don't fall apart. I won't buy this next machine in late October unless I have good financials, because I don't want to get ourselves into just debt. I want to make sure that we have the profits to support taking on more debt.
Yeah, I mean, was the new machine you were looking at, you said was the $400,000 one?
Correct.
The more
expensive. First one was $440,000. Second one we negotiated, we had a little bit improvement in the currency valuation between the Swiss franc and U.S. dollar, so we got that for $420,000. That's one we financed.
Wow. Yeah, that's true. You got to worry about the currency exchange, too. Wow.
And, of course, the next machine should be about 420 because currency is about where it was last time. Now, of course, the robot that we have coming in, we bought a $220,000 robot. That one's on the water, should be to the Port of Los Angeles around next week. And then installed, most likely installed the week of July 11th through the 15th.
Mm-hmm.
Now, again, remember, you're calling me and I'm saying, I know I'm taking on debt, which is not normally like us, but I think that, again, we've had such little debt over the years. Some of the challenges that we're having to deal with are, again, any financial organization wanting the two largest shareholders, who are my uncle and father, both in their mid to late 70s and mid to late 80s, to sign personal guarantees. And again, I'm just sharing with you, no. Now, Matt Borman doesn't need that.
I see.
And so, of course, you know, why do I tell you all this in a kind of a quick synopsis? Because I want you to know that I'm not uninterested in finding out if you can be competitive, but I'm happy with Matt Borman because he's kind of like the first guy that kind of came to the table to help.
Yeah, no, I totally understand that. We're not trying to step on any toes here. If you have a good relationship there, by all means, we're not trying to break that up. One of the best perks here, I would say, is the application process itself is actually very simple. It's actually very little, I would say, information compared that you would have to give up compared to most other competing banks. But we'll actually be able to get you an approval within 24 hours. I mean, within 1 to 2 days, you could just know what programs you qualify for, what rates we can get you at. And what we do is we get you the highest amount at the lowest rate, and you can work down from there. So, I mean, if you qualify for more than what you were expecting, or if it's not in the best benefit of the business, by all means, you don't have to commit to anything. But within 24 hours, you could know if the situation you have right now with Siemens is the best for you, or if we might be able to compete with it.
Well, are you in any position? I have now just opened up Matt Borman's approval on the hopeful third machine that we are hoping, again, I look and I go, we're going out to Dusseldorf late October, so by then I should have 9 months' worth of financials done. So imagine if I haven't made any money, I might rethink my wanting to buy another $420,000 piece of equipment. But if financials are nice, and I go out there thinking, my God, these things are only helping me make more money. So I've got his deal in front of me. It's a 72-month. It is, let's see, I think it's 80% is what they're financing. Down payment. Well, they're going to require, no, he's assuming $440,000. I don't know why. Maybe that was because the transportation in. But the equipment costs $440,000, down payment $15,000, financed amount $425,000, so $425 divided by $440. So they're financing basically 96.5% for 72 months with $400 at closing.
I'm going to kill your cats.
Okay.
funding to vendors, 60 with order, 30 prior to shipment. Oh, yeah, that's just Nestle's. Okay. So
now,
give me an idea of what kind of rates you're looking at.
Well,
assuming I got good credit.
Yeah, well, that'd be one of the places I would start at. I mean, is your credit good, bad, kind of somewhere in the middle?
If you're talking about the company's credit, yes, it's very good.
What about personal credit?
Personal credit, I mean, I've never had a problem with personal credit.
Okay.
But again, see, I've never understood, and again, Matt hasn't had me do this, but and I don't get it. A company has, a book value of, let's just say, $5, $6, $7, $8 million.
Okay.
They're looking to borrow $400,000. They want personal information, and of course you go, okay. They wouldn't do that if it was Microsoft borrowing money. Bill Gates isn't going to get personal information. Now, I know we're leaps and bounds away from that, so I don't mean to compare like we're two apples, but what if I was borrowing $20,000? Am I going to get personal information on a $20,000 loan with book value of $5, $6, $7, $8 million?
I mean, honestly, yeah. I mean, that is the reality of it. Here, there's really basically the big three. It's going to be how long you've been in business, your credit, 53 years, that's right? Okay. So basically 53 years you've been in. It's going to be based off credit, and then it's going to be off your gross annual sales.
Okay.
Those are the three things that we take into account.
Okay.
Of course, there's a few other details we would ask you about. But, I mean, if you're at all just interested in seeing what you could qualify for, I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if we come close to or even beat what it is you have with this guy, especially if he got you very first and that's the only thing you've kind of ventured into. I think it'd definitely be worth you at least looking into.
Well, I'm not going to fill out an application if I can't even get somebody to say, hey, this is what I think the rate's going to be. Now, again, I'm not going to hold you to it. Let's just say you say a number. You know, you can pick a number, 1.99%, and I go, oh, geez, I'm going to qualify, I'm going to apply, and then you go like, oh, you're really 5.99. I go, well, what the hell happened?
Yeah.
I'm not looking for you to guarantee me a rate, but I'm not going to fill out a credit application. I mean, what's wrong with sharing just a target rate?
The problem with me sharing a target rate is if I can't give you that target rate, then, you know what I mean?
Why wouldn't you be able to give it to me? Why wouldn't you be able to give it to me? Because the credit stinks? You say, hey, Larry, the business company stinks or your personal credit stinks. But anyway, I mean, again, hey, I'm not closed-minded. You know I'm taking the call and sharing a lot with you.
Yeah, definitely.
I just never understand. Lenders all over the place share numbers before. I want to find out what an auto loan is, a home loan is. I don't understand the equipment side where it's also we don't want to mention anything until we see who you are. And yet you guys are making the phone calls.
Mm-hmm. Well, especially, I mean, I agree. The thing is you weren't just a random call. You're actually in a system where it's based off your DNB credit profile and your credit yourself. You're in our system, so if you qualified for us, it has to at least be pretty good. So, and then like you said, it should be good. If you want, I could bring over a senior rep here. He can actually give you some of the more details I think you're actually looking into getting. I don't want to give you any unrealistic expectations of what it is we can do here. But it does sound like something you could be interested in.
I would be interested in only if somebody was willing, because it can't be a secret. If it's a secret, then we shouldn't be working together, because again, ultimately, I'm okay with where I'm at. But I would be very open. It's just competition.
Of course.
Just like I
go out
all day and I try to sell my containers and I try to figure out how am I going to knock off the incumbent. My incumbent's been supplying my would-be customer for some 3, 4, 5 years. They don't say, I don't make them fill out a credit app before I even talk numbers. So if you have anybody there that wants to like, hey, Larry, 72 months, I'll be happy to quote you a number, but you got to have good credit. I'll be willing to stay on the line. Otherwise, I appreciate you reaching out, but I'm not interested in going anything further without some kind of rate.
Yeah, let me grab Sam here right now. He's definitely our senior here, and he can definitely break some stuff down here for you, okay?
Thank you.
Yeah, no worries. Let me hold on 1 second. Hello, Philip.
No, this is Larry. Hey,
Sam. Oh, Larry. Hey, sorry. Yeah, hey, this is Sam. I'm actually Tyler's supervisor. He's still kind of new here. Just trying to, you know, get you some good feedback. Now, he says, what exactly was the equipment that you were looking for?
Okay, so we're injection molders, which means we run injection molding machines.
Sure.
We convert little plastic pellets into finished plastic food containers and lids for, like, coffee cans, powdered food supplements, things like that.
Oh, okay.
And, of course, we've been in business for 53 years. Most of those years, zero, if any, debt. That's just the way my father ran the business.
Nice.
I believe in borrowing money, not ridiculous amounts, but it's tough when you have to pay $440,000 on a piece of equipment to buy a number of them all at once or in a short period of time. So I am financing now.
Sure.
And we're going to, so we bought our first recent machine in 14 and paid cash for it, $440,000. We financed another one in 15 for 72 months with Siemens.
Oh, okay.
We're going to Dusseldorf, Germany in October, and the hope is to buy another one. In fact, I'm pre-approved. I don't know that the deal is going to go with Siemens because I didn't negotiate it with Siemens. I negotiated with a gentleman from a company by the name of Tech Financials. So,
okay.
Not a direct lender.
Yeah, I'm not familiar with them.
What would you call it, like a broker? But I feel like he took good care of us. And so, of course, I know what the deal's already for. We are on actually, we're on a path right now where we're looking to upgrade our equipment. The returns have been pretty noticeably favorable for us, meaning that as we're making payments in a range of $7,000 or less a month,
mm-hmm.
We're seeing our financials do much, much better. I think it's because of the new equipment.
Sure. Are they more efficient, or are they the same pieces, just new, or...?
We had, now, of course, there was my father and his partner, and, gosh, we were running equipment that, in some cases, is 40 years old.
Oh, wow.
And they loved it because it was debt-free. They'd basically say, in a slow month, you don't have any debt. You don't have any payments.
Sure.
Now, of course, it's like anything. They were probably doing it better when they were 20 years old. Hey, no payments. 25 years old, no payments. But obviously, everything reaches a point where you go, no payments or not. How efficient can something that's 40 years old be? Now, the state-of-the-art equipment is more like a Toyota Prius compared to an old 1970 Camaro. It's incredibly fuel efficient. So
yeah.
These new machines are incredibly energy efficient. They're not only energy efficient, they're just absolutely efficient in every way. So, I mean, I look and I go, I get 15% more production minimum
mm-hmm.
with less downtime because I would come in. And so, you know, they're just incredibly necessary if we want to get into some real big and lean margin business. Like as an example, with the old machines, I could never get a piece of business that I'll mention I think I'm close to getting, which is about a $2 million piece of business at about 10% margins. So the old
Very
equipment,
nice.
You go, yeah, you couldn't do it. The new machine, you go, well, $2 million at 10%, you know, it's $200,000 profit. You know, $200,000 is definitely going to cover the annual spend on a new machine.
Absolutely.
But I don't want to grow too much debt. I don't know what that means to me yet. But again, after this first deal, and actually another deal, I've got a robot coming in just a few weeks that I did with Matt Borman, Tech Financials. That was about $220,000. People are calling now. But as I shared with the gentleman,
well, I'm sure.
I'm happy. Look, competition is good for all of us. Heck, I've got to cut something out if I'm going to woo the guy who's buying from my competitor.
That's the way business works. It's a business.
Sadly, but I mean, I look and I go, hey, now, of course, I know what my deal is with Tech Financials. These other calls, I get kind of like roped into giving a lot of information before I ever even get so much as a rate. And I think I'm tired of doing that. Like, I don't get it because it all boils down to one thing, Sam.
Yeah.
At the end, they say, I need a personal guarantee from the large shareholders who happen to be my uncle. He's about 85. My father, who's about 75. And after I've given a ton of information, I said, I can't do it. And they act
sure.
like, well, then there's no commitment. I go, all right, you know, look at it like you want. They're 75 and 85, and their attorneys are telling them, you guys are in your retirement years. You guys don't need to be signing personal guarantees. Now, remember, it's not like the company is heavily in debt. We've got a book value, I think it's somewhere in the range of $6 or $7 million, and we owe almost no money.
Yeah, okay.
But everybody wants that 75 and 85-year-old gentleman to sign personal guarantees, and I'm just telling you it's not going
to
happen.
Yeah, they're trying to get signatures from all shareholders. Is that the case?
No, really.
Honestly,
Lord,
yeah, that's...
I've offered mine. I own just under 10%. I own like 9.3%, 9.4%. I don't mind signing. But
okay.
I'm in the game, and when I look at it like that, I go, look, I understand I'm the one making the decisions down here, but those are the kind of things that I look, of course, then it's like, well, Larry, share me your information. I go, again, all this without even getting so much as a rate?
Yeah, I can understand that 100%. 100%. And, you know, and to be completely open and honest with you, I would love to give you a rate as well. But there are a lot of different factors that go into determining what that rate is. I can give you, you know, a ballpark figure, but can't give you any specific. I don't want to tell you one thing, come back with another, just kind of irresponsible. But
Hold on. Westcom Credit Union or any bank is going to show you what their 30-year fixed rate is, don't they?
But oh, absolutely.
Qualify. You might, if you
yes, that's the key.
You're not qualifying for that.
100%, that's the key, yes.
So, Sam, if you want to say, Larry, I hope I'm not baiting and switching on you, but if your company has a good FICO score, and I don't know the companies do have FICO scores, you know what I mean? But,
sure, the DNB profile, yeah.
Yeah, you're going to, again, I totally get that, Sam.
Yes.
What if I have tremendous credit? What if I have an 800 FICO personally, and a credit has an amazing DNB, and I go through all this thing, and you go like this, how about 7%? I go, 7%'s not even close.
Exactly. No, you know, and 7% would not be an A program.
If you want to help, like I said, I understand if you say, Larry, what I'm going to quote you needs really good credit, meaning the company's got to look good. You got to look good. I get mm-hmm. that. But again, let's just say you quote me 199. Now, I know that's not going to happen. I'm going to go, holy crap. I better get these guys the information to see if I really qualify.
Yes. And you know, I can do that for you. Not the 199, but I can give you an idea of what our, you know, top program is. And that is, and it sounds like you are kind of in line with that as far as, you know, your time in business, your guys' sales that you have going on, because that is something that we take into account. Now, also the personal credit of the owners does come into account as well. Let's just assume that those are good, okay?
Okay.
So, yeah. So the, I'm sorry, I think I missed overall what the specific machine actually is.
Well, you mean the price or the name of it?
The name, like the type of machine.
It's called a Nestle, N-E-T-S-T-A-L.
N-E-T.
It's a manufacturer. It's almost like a Chevy, Ford, or Dodge, you know, obviously, Caterpillar, John Deere. But it comes from Switzerland, so it's not necessarily, yeah, even injection molding machines aren't common, really, you know, to a lot of financial people.
Yeah.
But it's called a Nestle. Going to be with no freighter taxes, $420,000.
Okay. Now, yeah, I have to say I'm not incredibly familiar with the injection machines, but the type of equipment does come into play with at least which bracket we can start with. Give me 1 second here. I'm just going to do a quick little background search.
Their company is Krauss Maffei.
Krauss Maffei.
I can figure out how to spell that because I know I don't know how to. Because it's almost like a GE at that level. Let me take a look.
Sure. And is it a brand new machine?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Krauss Maffei Corporation. That's, again, Krauss hyphen Maffei, Maffei.
Oh, I got it. All right. Okay. No, I'm seeing it. Yeah, so that is... do you have any idea, I guess, on the overall size of what the machine is?
What do you mean, size dimensions?
Yes.
Oh, gosh. It's got to be at least 20 feet long. I don't know. I mean, these things are big. I mean,
sure,
it'll
okay.
fit in a, when it comes out, it takes up the entire truck. I mean, you know, it's like a 53-foot truck, and, you know, it is what it's got to bring in. I mean, this thing's a big machine.
Okay, okay, yeah. Yeah, okay, so just trying to, I'm trying to get an idea of the bracket that we'd be in just with a comparable machine that I already know of. I think I got a pretty good picture. Now for a brand new, that's also going to help it as well. So, you know, the best that we would do, now it, I know you have 72 months so
yeah.
far. Okay.
Because
so, that really, that would be the sticking point for us. We go up to 60. So 60 would be the max, and you'd be okay. looking at somewhere along the line starting around 3.
Okay.
So, and again, I apologize, but I have to be very careful when in doing, giving you, you know, a roundabout number like that. It's just something that we try not to do. I'm sure you can
understand
why, but I understand where you're coming from as well.
You're getting my interest, but of course now I fear, so let me just ask you.
Yes.
Company has good credit. Larry has good credit. What would change this from being 3%?
Well,
is it the type of equipment?
The type of equipment.
Say, oh,
the type of equipment does
I
come into play.
A bigger piece of equipment. Why?
No.
Why is it coming into
play? The strength of the collateral of the equipment is a big play. It seems like it's solid though. I mean, so you'd be right along at the top line.
Okay.
Now. You know, basically to give you the rundown, the time in business, the type of the equipment, the industry that you're in, and the personal credit are the big factors that come into play. When all those line up, you're looking right about what I just told you at the 3.
About 3% for 60 months.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Then by all means have, I forget, what was his name?
Tyler. Tyler, yes.
Tyler, I'm sorry. Okay. Maybe have him email me. And I will look at what he's looking for, what you guys would need, and then give it some thinking. But at 3%, I would be it would be hard for me not to at least say, hey, it's worth going the next step.
Sure, absolutely.
And I know that you're not guaranteeing that, so don't think that I'm going to hang up going, hey, Sam just told me 3%.
Good, talking to a reasonable person here. Yes.
Now, if I send you the quote. From Krauss-Maffei.
That would help a lot.
And if you research and you come back and say, whoa, Larry, no, I can't do it for that. And I go, wow, okay, that's good to know, because I'm going to give you everything you need before the company information and tell me if, no, that piece of equipment's just not gonna get it done at 3%.
Sure.
I'm okay with that.
Sure.
But what I don't want to do is go down the path. I know the company has stellar financials, okay? Mine are decent, but again, we're borrowing primarily on the strength of the company. But I know that you can look back and say, nope, I'm not going to get it done because of yours, though the company's is excellent.
Yeah.
But
It does come into play, to be honest with you. It's a factor. It's a factor in the formula.
Well, yes, and I can only appreciate that. But like I said, I would always hope to say, like anything, the company's got a book value, say $5, $6, $7, $8 million, almost no debt. I mean, God, I think we owe a whole whopping $500,000 at the moment. And you look and go, the personal credit has to come into play. I'm lucky enough to have an amazing 3-children family. Everybody's now either at or just about going into the higher education. And, well, of course, for anybody who didn't plan.
Oh, yeah.
You go. You got to kid me. I'm looking at $56,000 for my next kid just because I'm into a private university. And I go, holy crap. Anyway, but have Tyler email me, Sam. I appreciate that you're willing to at least help give me a reason to say, okay, I'll send you guys some information. Ultimately, you're in business to lend, and I would love nothing more than to borrow at the most reasonable rates.
Absolutely, absolutely. And you know, we do a whole lot of. I know Tyler probably went through a few of our different programs with you. We have a whole lot of different programs, but honestly, the equipment financing, it's our bread and butter. It's what we do best, and that's why we're able to have the competitive rates on it. So I think definitely be interested in, you know, getting some initial feedback for you and seeing if we can get something in place.
Now, that's my email address.
I was going to say, yeah, did he get an email? Yeah, let me get that email address.
Okay, let me know when you're ready.
Go ahead.
L. Lathrum, so that's L-L-A-T HRUM at KingPlastics with an S at the end, .com.
KingPlastics.com. Okay. Okay, yeah, I will have Tyler put together a short email with just the basics of what we would need to get it started to give you some initial feedback. And then, you know, go ahead, take a look at it. I'll also have him attach a few links to our website, our reviews. Feel free to look into it. We are very proud of our reputation.
Great.
The equipment game is what we do best.
Good.
All right, did you have any other questions that I could help you with right now?
No, very nice to talk with you, and I hope you have a great weekend.
All right, you as well. Do the same.
Take care, Sam.
All right, thanks a lot, Larry.